Department of Education and the Secretary announced the preschool development grant program that now states can apply for matching grants to extend services for children in their state who are not yet in an early learning program or if they'd like to improve the quality of that program.
I did notice that there are two different types of grants, the development and the expansion grants. Do you feel it's important to include both of those?
I do. I think it's really indicative of where we are in America today with early learning programs. States have really done a great job of meeting the needs of children that want to go to preschool, and other states haven't had that as a priority and need that development grant money to get started. And a state like Florida, with so many kids in the program already, would probably benefit from funds to help them analyze, evaluate, and improve the program.
Let's look at the country overall. Is there any like geographic area that's better off than the others?
You can't really say anything in terms of regions. It's very individual based on states. And even within states, there can be big differences. If you think about Texas or California or New York, where the population is so large, it can be very different from the upstate versus downstate scenarios. And we've learned over the years that there are neighborhoods and communities that are more affluent and have more resources and more kids are able to go to preschool because their parents can afford it. And then there are neighborhoods where kids who really need those services and benefit very much from them, their parents don't have the resources for them to go. And at one point, when they turn 5 or 6 years old, all those kids end up in the public school system together for kindergarten and beyond. And so it really behooves us, and Arne Duncan understands this, to get all the kids ready for kindergarten, no matter where they live.
I looked at the announcement, and it said that states and communities are eligible to apply for these grants. So can individual communities within different states go for it?
I think that's a possibility. What you would have in that case would be, instead of the state superintendent, you might have a county superintendent or a regional group of school districts come together and apply together as a large consortium. The preference is for states to look first at the application and potentially apply as a state so that they can distribute those resources to individual districts or communities based on need or readiness. But in the event that a state superintendent for some reason isn't interested or a governor isn't interested, there's still an option for others to apply so that it's not dependent on one person.
Let's talk about who's been doing things right. Which states really have great programs in place already?
Well, I want to start with Florida. I think that, as I said, there's a tremendous amount of access in Florida. More than 80% of four-year-olds are able to go to an early learning program for at least half the day. There is need for higher quality, and I can talk about that in a minute. And along with Florida, states like Oklahoma, California, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Nebraska, Illinois have all been working really hard for the past 10 to 15 years to increase state spending on early learning so that they can get that percentage up close to where Florida is. Some states are hovering at 50%. Here, Florida's, in the upper 80s. That is a big achievement, and other states want that kind of uptake as well.
We talked about the states who are doing a good job. How about some states that need some help or need to get started? For the development grants, it says there are 16 states eligible for that. Does that mean there are 16 states that aren't doing much of anything?
Well, that's true. There are 16 states that the Department of Education has identified as still sort of not meeting a majority of the children's needs. In other words, they don't have state-level services available. So they're anxious to lend this extra support to get them up and running and more like Florida and California and New York because they know what the evidence says about early learning. It doesn't mean the will isn't there or even the finances aren't there. This is still a relatively new idea that children under the age of 5 benefit from an early learning program. And we don't mean, it mimics kindergarten or first grade. It's very specific to their age, and a 3-year-old has a different set of needs than a 4-year-old, and states really do have to take the time to understand what those needs are and build up towards meeting those needs. Facilities are different. The teachers are different. What the parents need is different. So you have to plan quite extensively to prepare for that.
And talk about the importance of early education, of early learning. How does that create a foundation for a child?
evidence has shown over and over again that there are lifetime benefits from early learning programs. We've seen studies now that have followed Head Start students until into their 50s and evaluated how they're doing financially, how their health is, and frankly, just how they're doing emotionally. And they do better than children of the same age who didn't attend a high-quality early learning program. There are those lifetime benefits, but there are also very immediate benefits to children who go, even for 1 year, they do better when they start kindergarten on very observable things such as knowing their numbers and letters, but even more importantly, understanding how to be in a group, how to be with another adult, how to be with other children, how to manage themselves, but also how to learn from someone other than their parents. I think those skills take several months to acquire, and children who go even 1 year before, much less 2, 3, or 4 years before, do better.
That's interesting you bring that part of it up, the social aspect. You think of the old time, you know, some kid's first day in kindergarten screaming, I want my parents back. That's something that this is working against.
Well, you know, there even a child who's been to preschool is probably going to experience some separation anxiety on the first day of kindergarten. It's a big developmental step. And I think most of your listeners and even you and I can remember that day pretty well. It's a major step forward in your growing up. But if you've been to preschool and you've had that experience of leaving your parents and going with a teacher or going with your friends for the day, it's definitely less stressful. And you're probably even really enjoying it. In other words, it's a highlight of your day. It's what you look forward to. You're happy to say goodbye to your parents after a couple of days and play with your friends and see your teacher. That's what we hope the quality programs will always provide for kids.
And what about the grants themselves? Is this a competition, something like the Race to the Top was?
Yeah, it's kind of a good comparison, actually. Those Race to the Top dollars were for a point in time. They were made available to states. They were intended to encourage higher quality services that met certain requirements or criteria, but the state was really given a lot of room to decide what was best for their state. And we know how different a southern state and a northern state or a rural state versus one with more urban areas, their needs really do need to be decided upon by the leaders of the state versus the Department of Education, Washington, D.C., dictating what every state should have, how much of it, you know, when it starts, when it ends. I think it's good to put those benchmarks in place, but the real details, I think, have to emerge from the leaders in that state.
And from what you understand about the grants, what types of programs are they looking for? What types of ideas do they want?
Well, they know what quality early learning is. They know what quality preschool is. And so they're going to be looking for applications that either describe what they already have and it meets those quality standards, or describes a process for figuring it out. So those development grants are more, in a sense, you might call them planning grants. And the expansion grants are really intended to make sure states are doing things at the level of quality that the department recommends and then rewards it, right, or provides an incentive for them to keep doing it with the expansion grant. Quality is really somewhat simple to understand. It's how well-trained the teacher is, how much of an education she's had, not only in general, but around child development. It's how many children you put in a room with the teachers. You cannot have too many children for health and safety reasons, but also for attachment and learning. You also have to have a component that really addresses the parents' needs. You brought up that example of how sad and hard it is for both the parent and the child to say goodbye to each other. Many of these programs provide support to the parent as well to make sure that that is a positive experience.